twice in March of 1941, he looks to the precedent of Abraham Lincoln, once while accepting for the nation the gift of the National Gallery of Art, and again addressing partisans gathered for a Jackson Day dinner. His idol, Lincoln, rose above partisanship in a moment not unlike this one, to place beauty like a beacon light in the nation's window, to indicate in dire times how well the house still stood.
I accept for the people of the United States and on their behalf this National Gallery and the collections it contains. But though there have been many public gifts of art in the past, the gift of this National Gallery, dedicated to the entire nation, signifies a relation, a new relation here made visible in paint and in stone between the whole people of this country and the old inherited tradition of the arts. 78 years ago, in the third year of the war between the states, men and women gathered here in the capital of a divided nation, here in Washington, to see the dome above the Capitol completed, to see the bronze goddess of liberty set upon its top. It had been an expensive, a laborious business, diverting money and labor from the prosecution of the war, and certain critics, for there were critics in 1863, certain critics found much to criticize. But the President of the United States, whose name was Lincoln, when he heard those criticisms, answered, "If people see the Capitol going on, it is a sign that we intend this union shall go on." We may borrow the words for our own. We, too, intend the union shall go on. We intend it shall go on, carrying with it the great tradition of the human spirit which created it.